Don. It was so proud to serve aboard a battleship that when we pulled into port, wherever we were, the citizens came out. And the Navy, they'd have a band there playing the Missouri Waltz or Anchors Away or what have you, to welcome us. We would line the deck of the Missouri in uniform. No matter where you went, it was with great deal of pride, Don, as you can imagine.
Well, the history associated with it was recent history when you sailed.
Yes. Yeah, that's where the treaty was signed, but that was before my time.
Did they have the plaque in the deck when you were aboard?
Yes. Oh, yes. And I believe it's still there, isn't it?
It absolutely is still there. Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, let's turn to the war. What role did the Missouri play in the Korean? I guess we should be correct and call it a police action rather than a war.
Well, I call it a war. Korean War, yeah. When we went over and started firing those 16-inch guns, cannons, as you can imagine, nine of them, things kind of took good shape. You know, when that started heading into the Korean area, the bombs, that was serious stuff. You know, there wasn't any other ship with that kind of size of gunshot stuff.
What about those 16-inch guns? I mean, they're remarkable. What can you tell me about witnessing their firing?
Oh, Don, when they fire a broadside, off to the side, boy, the ship goes backwards, or I should say sideways, in the opposite direction when they fire because of the power to them. It's just an unbelievable sensation. You know, it gives me goosebumps to sit here and even mention that part of it to you. I do remember that part of it. But I was never there when they fired all nine at one time. But I was there when they fired six at a time and so on. But it's really a jolt, as you can imagine the size of that. So,
how did the crew have to prepare for that? Obviously, it was, you say, it rocked the ship, and clearly it was very, very noisy.
Very noisy. The ship was shift. I forget how many inches they said or a foot sideways when they fired them. How did the crew? I can't tell you because I wasn't a part of that part of the crew. I was in the electronics end of it.
What were the electronics in those days?
Not what you know now, Don. Not at all. The very basic stuff. Very basic. It wasn't computerized. You know, it was manually done.
That's a far cry from what it was when it went into the first Gulf War, because the computer technology then was such that almost the whole thing was run by computers.
By computers, yes. Yeah. I've heard that, too. But we were not.
What about the sense of history by other members of the crew? Was this, you spoke of it, and you were well aware of its history. Did the other sailors think the same way you did?
I would guess so. Now, you know, the Marine Corps is on board. You know that. They were butt boys to the captain of the ship and so on and so forth. I still kid them around when I do see one that's been around. But
Don, you're talking to an ex-Marine, so you'd better be very careful
this. You are a branch of the Navy, Don. And I let everybody know that, too.
Don, what about Liberty? Do you remember leaving the ship and having a little fun ashore?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't do that, Don. You know, this is off to one of the deckhands came to me before we would go ashore and asked me if I had some money, that if he would loan other sailors that he knew money, like $20 for $40, you know, when you get paid
sure.
That payday. So I would give him the cash, and we'd loan a guy $20. He owed us $40 when he came back on the boat. Well, then I got $10 of that profit, and he got $10. I end up with so many watches and so many different things that they never reclaimed, honest to God. But I never drank in my life, Don. I never had a beer, I think, so I wasn't necessary to go ashore. So I stayed aboard almost every time, I guess. So it was a money-making scheme for the deckhand, obviously.
What else do you remember, Don? I know we're going back 60 years, and it's a long that's a long time. But anything else jump out at you?
I think it's a very limited recall I have of it. I'm just very proud to have been on board it. When people do hear about it, if they ask about your Navy, I mentioned about the battleship, they're overwhelmed to think that they just met somebody who's on aboard the world-famous battleship, which is now in Hawaii. And I do belong to the Missouri Museum over there and donate to it and so on and so forth, is because I am so proud of having been aboard it, yes.
When you visited various ports of call and people were excited to see you, were they allowed aboard to take a tour, any of that sort of thing?
No. We were heading to Korea then, of course, so they didn't want anybody on the outside of that. But as we went through the Panama Canal, everybody came out, and it barely fit through the Panama Canal. I can tell you that's one thing I do remember. We had inches on each side of the ship to get through the canal. It was so big, and, you know, we're pulled through it by, I guess you'd call them like jeeps or little trains on the side of it, but that kind of stuff. But whenever we went into port, it was a scene to behold. I get goosebumps when I stop and think of what that was like to do it at the time.